Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Persak of the Post-Gazette. He obviously can tell us a whole lot about the picks 2 through 10, which took place today. Mike, overall, it seems like people believe the Pirates did a pretty good job in this draft. I don't know. I mean, what about you?
Well, I mean, in theory, they got a bunch of guys who were rated highly, probably more highly than the picks that they had, if that makes sense. Like, they got four of Baseball America's top 32 guys, and obviously they did not have four top 32 picks. So, in theory, they got a bunch of great value. So I think that's one way to look at it. It obviously always comes with a caveat, as with any MLB draft, that these guys have to still develop. The job's not done. It's, three of those four guys are high schoolers. So, like, there's still a lot of time to go, and they still have to make a lot of progress to actually pan out, to make those rankings worth anything. But obviously it's a good start. I think the general consensus seems to be that they got a ton of value, which is exactly what their goal should have been with the highest amount of bonus pool money that they could give. So it's certainly a good sign, at least looks like a good sign for right now.
When you say, you talk about high school players, do you get a sense that they're going to have a chance to sign most of them, or will that not be determined for a while?
Well, it won't be determined for a little bit. But, I'll say a few things on this. So this is the goal, right? Like, this is why they would go under slot with the first pick, with taking Henry Davis, and hope to pay him, a little bit less money. It's why this is the strategy, right? And I think today specifically painted a pretty clear picture of, like, why that's the case. So their third round pick was a player who's committed to Clemson to play football. His name is Bubba Chandler. He's a quarterback committed to play football at Clemson. Obviously it would be hard to sign a guy who's playing football at Clemson because you'd have to pay him more than whatever he thinks his career at Clemson would have been, and he sets a number and you have to be able to reach it. Now, he fell to the third round despite being a top 20 prospect for this draft. In multiple different, websites ranked him as a top 20 guy. And he fell because a lot of teams probably couldn't meet that asking price with where they were going. But the Pirates, because of the amount of money they had, could wait and wait until the third round and go and get him. And he has already come out and told Tom Van Haren with ESPN, who's a college football reporter, that he plans on signing with the Pirates. That's exactly how this entire theory goes. I know there was a ton made before the draft of, like, oh, the Pirates are being cheap because they want to go under slot with the first overall pick. And that's simply a false narrative. Like, that's untrue. Henry Davis, you go under slot on him, and you go under slot maybe on a couple of different guys through the draft so that you can maximize the amount of top talent that you get throughout the draft. And that is clearly kind of how they're trying to operate. So they got three different high school guys in the second, third, and the competitive balance round. Two of them are committed to play college football. So you have to pay them what they think they're worth in order to lure them away from, their college careers. And that's essentially the goal. Now, to your, like, do I think that they will sign? Yes, I do. Ben Cherington, we just got off with him saying that, you know, they go into, it's not like they go in blind and select the guy and then talk to him afterwards to see, you know, what his price would be. They know what the price will be going into it. They pick guys in order, you know, with the knowledge of, like, okay, this is how much they want and we can give it to them because we're saving here, here, and here. And you know, a second point there would be they have to be sure of that, because if the guy doesn't sign, then they lose all of that slot value money. It's not like they can take the money that he didn't take and then give it elsewhere. They just lose it. So I know it's a long answer to your question, but it's very rare that guys selected on the second day of the draft don't sign. They certainly did their homework to know that these guys are willing to sign at a certain price. And so now it's just up to them, you know, getting through the actual logistics of it to go and, you know, physically sign them.
Well, yeah, obviously that's the big question, is if they can, and it sounds like they're going to have a chance to. What can you tell us maybe about some of the other guys they drafted in the, say, the first four or five rounds?
Yeah, so one of the interesting ones that Ben Cherington was just talking about was their, well, I guess it was their fourth-round pick, their fifth overall pick. His name is Owen Kellington. He's another high schooler from Vermont who is sort of a lesser-known guy. He played the competition up in Vermont. High school baseball is not exactly elite, but his numbers were great, and Ben Cherington said they did a thorough job of scouting him, and they felt really confident about his ability, you know, for his numbers, his elite numbers against bad competition to translate into professional ball. So he's one that you kind of look at as maybe sort of more under the radar guy, if there is such a thing in the first four rounds of the draft. One of the other guys that local people will like, his name is Justin Mice. He graduated from Bethel Park and went to Eastern Michigan. Ben Cherington says he's a high character guy. His stats don't necessarily jump off the page at you, but he was playing well in summer ball up in the Cape Cod League this summer so far. So that was encouraging enough for them. And then the other guy that sort of, I don't know, was intriguing to me, his name is Sean Sullivan. He's a right-hander out of Cal Berkeley, so college kid. He was actually rated pretty highly, too. They got him probably later than he was projected to go. It just, you know, seems like he's just a really solid guy. But the guys on MLB, you know, .com that were where they were streaming this draft were saying that they really feel that he can be a you know, back-end starter in the major league. So some intriguing stuff there. He's more of a well-developed guy where he's kind of got his pitches figured out and has good control. So maybe a more mature guy. But yeah, I mean, you can go up and down this list. Like, there are sort of intriguing guys. In the middle, it seems like they're trying to go under slot a little bit. So they took a couple of like college seniors who always signed for a little bit cheaper. And you know, that happens in every draft, but certainly some intriguing guys as you go through these, you know, 11 picks so far.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the big thing is, you know, the constant theme, of the Cherington, group has been to just try and acquire as many good players as possible and hope that, you know, the minor league system gets flooded with talent and eventually, you know, a number of these guys pan out. I mean, it seems like the way that they went about their business today was very similar. Just try and get a mix of as many good players as they possibly could.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's kind of, especially in this draft where there wasn't like an elite number one guy that jumps off the page at you as the best prospect in the draft or anything. Like, that should be the strategy, right? Unless, you know, if you're not confident that any one guy is going to just completely overhaul the shape of your franchise, then the best way to go about, you know, alleviating any of those concerns is to just draft as many top guys as you possibly can. But yeah, I agree with you. That's generally their, you know, strategy. If you look in terms of like where these guys would rank within the farm system if they joined it today, you know, if they all signed, like there's probably three or four top 30 guys here. Certainly top 30. I should say, you know, maybe top 20 potentially, depending on where they're certainly rated on different websites and all that. And, you know, between that and the trade deadline coming up, it could be another huge, like, influx of young talent to sort of aid in the rebuilding effort here. So we'll see. We might look back on the, you know, pipeline rankings or whatever when we get to August and beyond and be like, wow, these are completely different names than what we're on it before. So, I don't know. A lot of stuff changing down there in the minors for the Pirates right now.
Big thing I would say is, you know, we always hear you don't draft in baseball for need, and I get it, but it is kind of nice that the Pirates, one of their most glaring needs is catcher, and they happen to be able to go get a catcher who was ranked really highly with their first pick.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt, and I've been you know, one of the people saying, like, it doesn't really matter, like, if the Pirates were ready to compete and all they needed was a catcher, but they never drafted one and there wasn't one in the minors, like, they'd be able to find a catcher if they really, you know, if they really needed one, and I'm sure that they would, you know, make every effort to do so. But I do agree with you that if Henry Davis turns out to be, you know, a great catcher and, like, moves up the system and is, you know, a big piece of the future, then great. That makes it all the more easier. So I do sort of agree with exactly what you're saying, that it's not the biggest thing in the world. You don't want to draft for need, but if you happen to get a need along the way, it certainly doesn't hurt.
Mike, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us. I know you're very busy, and so it is you know, one of those couple of days where you've got lots of newsy-type things to write about, so keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is Mike Persak of the Post-Gazette. He grinds it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.